Hi, and welcome to Sellers and Makers Podcast, a place artisans can come together in community, brought to you by Everything in Broadview Market. I'm your host, Hope Dale and Christina Schulman, and today we are going to talk about this last season of the podcast and kind of everything we've learned and gone over and just kind of hit some of our favorite points and just discuss that together.
Yeah, so I'm kind of excited about this. It's going to be a little bit different than what we've done in the past. And since we're going to have a different type podcast, I thought it would be fun to start off with a silly question of sorts. So, Hope, if you could bring back any hairstyle trend, what would it be and why?
Whew. That's a tough one. I think it would be like the 80s really big hair, just because I would have to do less.
Because you would have to do less. So if you are listening to the podcast and not watching it on YouTube, she's saying that because Hope has really gorgeous like ringlet hair. It's like really pretty. And she, I feel like you've always gone for like, I don't know, when you straighten it, it's like a completely different look, right?
Yeah.
And I remember being in like middle school and being like, hey, let's make it an afro. And we would make it all big.
Yeah.
And then you didn't like it, but.
It wouldn't be that I didn't like it. Sometimes it hurt.
Yes. So I understand that.
It's not.
Yes. So my daughter has curly hair too. And it's beautiful. I think that people want what they don't have, or yeah, want what they don't have. And she's like, I want straight hair. And then everyone sees your beautiful curly hair, Hope. They're like, it's beautiful. I guess they all come with their own challenges.
They do. I mean, I know people with straight hair want curly and vice versa. And it's not that I have come into my curls. I love them. But I would say I'd have to do a lot less if it was more of the 80s big hairstyle. Yeah. What? How do you feel? What's your take on a hairstyle that should come back?
Okay, so my hairstyle, oh gosh, I don't know. I love the big hair too. I maybe would go with crimping.
All right.
I always thought it was so cool, but I only ever did it just a handful of times.
Seems like it would take forever to crimp your hair.
My hair, it would take quite a long time.
Because if y'all haven't seen Christina, she has a ton of hair.
Probably why we didn't do it often. But I always felt, I felt pretty as a kid. And yeah. I would like to go back to that moment.
Was it the kind that you would, like, once you started, then you regretted it? Because
you have to follow through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're like, does this work as like a halfway type of deal? And it never did. That's every time I start to straighten my hair, I'm like, maybe not.
We're either all in or all out.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, maybe I should just wash my hair and call it a day because I don't feel like finishing. So now that y'all know about our hair and what we like, one of the things that I liked so much about the season was getting to know vendors. And just really seeing that there are themes apparently across all of the people that we have just talked with, that everybody, you know, really is in it for the greater good. Mm-hmm. And I found that, I don't know, I really enjoyed that theme that I heard with every single person was that, and it's what you say is the higher tide raises all boats.
Right. Yes.
And it seems
rising tide raises all ships or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for sure. I think that's something a little bit unique about our industry. Maybe it hasn't always been there, but I do feel it strong right now. I think it's also something genuine. Like it's not something that people are just saying. I think people truly see the value in coming together as a community and being that cheerleader for everyone else while still building your business.
Yeah. Cool. I think, I mean, it really amaze me, as I came from a different industry, and it was just like a great camaraderie that you don't always see. And just the fact that everybody was in it together and willing to, you know, help out and help each other and, you know, hey, I'll do this for you, you do this for me, like, let's work together. I don't know. It was just a very cool theme that I saw in everybody. And it was cool. Wonderful.
Yeah. And it's cool too, because yes, I personally knew some of these people because maybe they were a customer or I met them through Everything Embroidery Market. But there were some that, like, maybe it was just I met you in passing and I've seen your business from afar. And then, like, Aaron, I've never met him in person, you know, but the theme still stood. And that's really cool.
I really enjoy talking to everybody and hearing that happy, upbeat theme across it. What was a highlight for you?
My personal favorite thing is just that we conquered starting a podcast. That was kind of a mountain to climb. We talked about with several people, Cassidy and, you know, several other people, that sometimes stepping out of your comfort zone is the first step to doing something big and doing something that you may not have thought you would ever do, but now here you are. And while it may have been kind of like a far-fetched dream way back in my imagination, we just bit the bullet and did it. And I cannot tell you how nervous I was at the beginning. And nervous, it wasn't like I didn't know I knew we could do it. It was just figuring out all the steps, like, how do you host a podcast? How do you record the podcast? How do you, you know, get it to play. And we had lots of hiccups, y'all. Hope was like the real MVP. Okay. We had some trial and error, and like that with any business.
There was a lot of error. A lot.
And we're still figuring it out, you know, saying that we're superstars here, but I can say that I'm proud of what we have accomplished. And while there was some fear, I now look forward to doing these. You know, I mean, sometimes I'm tired, like tonight, but when I actually sit down and get to talk to Hope and whoever else, I always end the session and I'm like, that was fun.
I agree. I feel the same way. Sometimes it's like, I don't want to do that tonight. But then I'm always happy when I end. Mm-hmm. But just sometimes it's just like wrapping your head around it. But yeah, I definitely agree on it's been a labor of love.
Yeah.
And, but accomplishing it was huge.
Right. And it's exciting.
It is.
Then the support that we've gotten so far, you know, people are like, I listened to this on my run, or I shared it with my sister and my sister said this, or Hope listened to it with her husband. And he's like, hey, I guess it's time to buy a heat press. You know, it's a fun thing. And that is something, and it's opening up other doors, different avenues that maybe I hadn't seen, that I think if you're on the fence about doing something, maybe it's not a podcast, just want to encourage you to do, because like we said in the other ones, just take the first step and you may be surprised.
I'm just saying, we jumped in. We did not put our toe in the water. We just jumped in and then we learned how to swim. That's all I'm saying about that. Because it was, we may have done it a little out of sequence, but honestly,
but we may not have done it at all
if right
the other way.
Right, exactly. That's, you know, by us just doing it, and like we set a date and we said we're gonna do it and we're just gonna record our first podcast and see what happens and then try to line the stuff up. And you know, we had some technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm. And some mental ones right up here.
There was a lot of those too, but I'm so happy we jumped in, because it honestly, had we plotted and planned for a long time, I don't think it would have happened, or it would have happened a lot later. And I feel like this is the perfect time for it. So,
well, and so another thing in addition to that, that I've enjoyed is getting to know the people that I kind of already knew even better on a different level. Mm-hmm. And like now I'm just that much more excited to see them in person and
right. Hug
their neck, right?
No, and I'm excited to meet these people.
Right. Cause this will be your first everything embroidery market.
Right.
And you now, you know their face cause we do this as a video chat as well. Mm-hmm. And spoiler, some little clips will be on YouTube here coming up if you guys want to follow us there. So you can go to EEM Connect and you'll get to see our silly faces because we like to see each other and have a conversation, not just on the phone.
Yeah. I think the great thing about recording and actually seeing when you're recording, I mean, it's more of a conversation than even you have on the phone. Mm-hmm. It's like you're sitting down with your best friend and just chatting.
Something that's made this more fun is that I have you. I have Hope here that is like cheerleader a little bit. And like, I know sometimes she's in the background like, oh gosh, here she goes, rolling her eyes, but always still supportive. And like, so you need that person, right? You need what, either it's a partner or a spouse or a best friend. Or someone in a Facebook community, a mentor, somebody that can keep you accountable, but also like be supportive. And that's something that has been really good season one. And just seeing how we can move forward and just kind of accelerate what we'll be doing in everything embroidery market, right? So, last one, the one in Biloxi, was our first one as the new owners. And honestly, I was blown away at how, I hate to say, like, I was surprised at how well it went, but because I don't know, I was worried because anytime you do anything new, it's scary, right? And so of course I was a bit worried, but it went very well. And I can tell you that now that we have one under our belt and then we have Hope here organizing and we're able to really kind of dig into the different smaller little pieces that we need for the show to be even more successful, to be even better for you as an attendee or you as a vendor, I'm so excited. Like, Chattanooga is going to be really good. We have like a really awesome list of vendors that are coming, even more than the ones that you guys have heard on the podcast.
And there's new people signing up every day.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we've added several more vendors and several more classes. So I think it was last week we added three. And then today I got confirmation that we'll have three more from sewingmachine.com. So sewingmachine.com is going to be a new vendor and I will get those classes on the website. I guess when this airs, everything will already be up on the website and you'll be able to add those to your class repertoire. What, how do you say
repertoire?
That? Yeah, that word. See, that's why I have Hope.
For fancy French words.
I need my Hope. If you need country words, I'm your girl. Okay? For the fancy ones, you need a Hope in your life.
I don't know that I know that many fancy ones, but I know a few.
We had a lot of awesome vendors and a lot of awesome classes last time too. And that was something we did have a lot of positive feedback from in the past, but just kind of the way things are stacking up and y'all are excited too. I can tell how excited y'all are by how much you talk on our Facebook page and ask questions and the emails coming through and then the subsequent registrations and, you know, people are booking for two, not just one. It's like me and my friend, me and my mom, me and my daughter, or whatever.
All the hotel blocks.
Yes.
If you don't have, you know what? I'm just going to go out there and say this. If you don't already have a hotel room booked, you got to get it booked. Go. We have our information on the website and go get that done because, I mean,
we're going to go fast. And I'm going to say right now. So one of the cool things about this show in contrast to Biloxi is all the hotels are like really close to the convention center, like walking distance. And one is actually connected to. So the Marriott Chattanooga downtown is connected to the convention center. So you could literally wake up, roll out of bed, walk downstairs and come to the show. And then you fill your bags and they're too heavy. You run them up to your room, come back and keep shopping. But our block is like getting close to full and it may already be full on certain days. And they have already told us that the likelihood, we added already some extra days for, I think it was Wednesday and Sunday. They're not letting us add more rooms. They're like, y'all, we have to have rooms for other people in the area. They did say there was a very small chance if other blocks don't fill up that they may be able to transfer them over to us. But for now, that's it for the Marriott. But we also have blocks at Hotel Beau, the Reed House Hotel, and then the Chattanoogan. And some of these are really nice. Like, I think the Chattanoogan's like a 4-star hotel and they're only charging $159 a night in our block. So that's pretty cool. But like Hope said, these blocks will fill up and cutoff date for those are like the end of March or early April. So get on that.
Yeah, there's been a lot of buzz. There's people asking questions left and right, people talking about it in the group. I love all the excitement.
Yeah. So one of the questions that I've heard a lot, and I feel like I need to address it here, is if you register for the class and you want to add a class or change a class, can that be done? Yes, as long as there are still spaces in the class. So several classes, actually all the classes have a max amount of seats. So once those sell out, we can't add more people. There's no space, right? Everyone's got to be able to sit. We're not doing like standing room only. So as long as there's space in the class, we can swap you out. You can do it the day of the event also. But if there's something that you want to take 100%, like you're going there and you're like, hey, I want to learn how to start a sublimation business. You're going to want to go ahead and sign up for the Bella Blue, everything you need to know to start a sublimation business class like today. That way, you know, you have the class. And if down the road you change your mind, you could switch it. But anything you're for sure you want to take, I do it now. What other questions are we seeing?
I saw a random, how much does it cost? But the cost varies.
Yeah, that is something that a lot of people are asking, and it's with good reason because we actually changed things a little bit this time. As if you listen to other podcasts, we talked about listening to customer feedback and trying to accommodate when you can. And one of the biggest things that people asked about or requested was having a designated shop time. So in the past, we basically had classes going all the time, except like the last maybe hour. And then that was it, right? By then, a lot of people were tired and maybe weren't ready to shop. And so we changed it. So this year, we're really excited. So the day before, typically our show is Friday, Saturday show with workshops on Thursday. We will still have our awesome workshops with Lisa Shaw on Thursday. There's two of them. And then after that, we will have a couple hours of just shopping time. So no classes are going on at that time. You will be able to get into the trade floor. Some of our awesome vendors are going to have specific deals just for that shopping time. I know Love That Cotton will. So if you come to shop on Thursday, be on the lookout for a little extra something. I won't tell you what it is yet, but a little extra something. And it's going to have a cash bar. So be ready to have a little bit of fun. We won't get too crazy, you know, closing at 8. So it's not going to get too wild, but it will be a good time. And I think we are going to do a giveaway for just anyone that is there for that night. We typically do a large end of show where we give away several items, but we're going to do one giveaway on just the shopping only night.
On Thursday.
Yes, Thursday night, just to let you guys know we appreciate you for coming. We're excited. And then to kick the weekend off. So that's something that we're doing different. So we'll have that. So you have the option of doing general admission which general admission is for Friday and Saturday. And then you can do general admission with the Thursday shopping. And we do give you an option to do just the Thursday shopping. However, if you do just the Thursday shopping, you do not have access to classes. So that's strictly shopping, if that makes sense. And then classes, each class, not including the workshops, are $10 a class. So as many as you want to take, they're $10 a piece. Book your classes, because some of our more popular ones, if you get on our deal to sign up, it tells you how many tickets are left. So you'll know if you are running out of time.
The sooner, the better. Also, go ahead. No. I was going to say, we're also going to do a podcast at the show. And we have the donut.
Oh, yeah. So during vendor. So when you're signing up, there's three sections. Section one is where you pick your registration type. Section two is where you pick your classes. And then section three is where you sign up for those two workshops with Lisa Shaw teaching some stuff with Embrilliance. And we also have what we call a vendor panel. So what that is, that's going to be on Saturday morning. We're actually opening one of the classrooms 30 minutes early. So normal classes start at 9. At 8:30, you'll have access to the vendor panel, and we'll have coffee and donuts starting at 8:30. And then at 9, there will be a panel of several of your favorite vendors there answering whatever question it is that you have. We did this in Biloxi. We just kind of did it like pageant style. Someone from the audience asked a question, and then we went down the panel. Everyone answered it in their own words. And it was really kind of neat to see the, in real time, listen to different perspectives, all answering the exact same thing. And it was just kind of cool to experience that, right?
So it's kind of the same way that we have done the podcast, where we have kind of a set questions. Granted, the vendor panel will be from the people in the audience, but it's cool to hear everybody's different answers on the same question.
Yes. And it's similar to this. So you have some things that are kind of a common denominator, right? Everyone was like, yeah, you should do that. But then you pick up on some little golden nuggets of
outliers. Outliers.
Yeah. Something you're like, I didn't think of it like that. There was one time at the last one in Biloxi where Lisa said something, and I just remember being like, yep, should have done that. And but then I went home and I changed some of my things to align. I don't think that's the right word, but just it brought a different perspective. It kind of lit a fire.
Tips and tricks. And
yeah, it kind of lit a fire. You know, these people have been in the industry. I think collectively there were 60, 70 years of experience. You can't beat that all in one room. So I don't know. I kind of felt like I wanted that to go on the entire show, but we couldn't, and there is, so during the coffee and donuts, you can mingle. right? And that's like a super fun thing. You're not being distracted by anything. You can start your day off slowly with some food, with some caffeine, and talk to your new sewing best friend, and then pick up some good tidbits, and then continue your day.
I think that's going to be great.
I'm super excited about it. And
yeah, I think the vendor panel will be great, especially just to hear everybody's, like I said, like this podcast, what I've enjoyed listening to is hearing the different answers. And like you said, some of them, there's the same thread, same theme, but then others, it's a completely different set of ideas or a different tip or what different people love about. I don't know. I've really enjoyed that. And I'm looking forward to hearing it in the vendor panel and hearing the questions.
Yeah. And that's the other thing I was going to say. It's not just the answers. Some of it was the questions that were asked. And so you're going to have people in the same room that are anywhere like just starting out to someone who's been doing this for 20 years. And it was kind of cool too, because it almost turned into like, we're just having a family discussion here, right?
Well, and the great thing about that is you will be able to continue that discussion with EEM Connect. If you're not already on it, I highly suggest you go get on it.
So that's something we've kind of kept separate. I guess at the end or beginning of podcasts, we've talked about it a little bit, but what is EEM Connect? Because that is another question that we've had quite a bit. And essentially what it is my vision of having the personal connection that you get with Everything Embroidery Market, where you get to connect with other people that are like-minded, connect with vendors who obviously want to see this industry rise, want to see your business grow, and continue it year round. So I don't love the idea of a single virtual show that you only have access to for a short amount of time. But I do love the idea of community, and I do see a great deal of value being able to hop on and ask a question or find an answer, right? Whether it's through training videos, which we have, whether it's through the connections that you've made through other people that are members or with your vendors who are in there, who again have the experience and whatnot. So EEM Connect is basically going to be your hub that you can come to every single day. We have the training library. As a vendor, we do communicate with you, but then also you have some coupon codes that you can go and use just like you would in a in-person event. You know, you might have different specials or sales, and those coupon codes will change. They're not going to be the same year round, but it's just a continuation and maybe like the best friend to Everything Embroidery Market, right?
Yes.
And I'm really, it's still new, guys. So if you jump in there, it's going to change and evolve as we figure out exactly what you need, what the vendors want, what the vendors need, what the industry, how it changes. It's going to be something that's fluid, but it's super exciting because I kind of see it as there's no limits to kind of what we can do and what we can offer, you know? And the cool thing about it is the premise behind it a little bit is like, once we add it there, we're going to continue to keep adding. So say we add a training video today, and then next week we add another training video, and then next week we add another training video. So that person that came week one, there may have only been three, but now week six, there's 12 or five or whatever it is, but it will keep growing and keep being updated as the industry changes. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I think, you know, along with the podcast and with all of the things that we are adding, it's growing. And it is a journey right now. But as more people join, as more vendors join, the community will grow and it will, we will continue to offer more and more as we get more and more people, which is the wonderful thing. And I feel like even just in the two-ish months that we've been doing it, I think it's already grown a lot. And just what we're offering, what's in the training library, what's, you know, what's out there. So especially after EEM in Chattanooga, I think people are really going to want to stay connected. And I mean, of course, if you want to stay connected prior.
And one of the incentives to join before the show is if you sign up at a yearly membership, you get to go to Chattanooga, you get general admission for free. And then you get discounts on the classes that you take. So there's incentives. And if you use the coupon codes, essentially you could pay for your membership completely just by those things. But we have several people that are signed up as monthly, and that's totally mm-hmm. okay. We want you here as well. We welcome you. And I am just so excited to see where it goes, because I feel like when we think back to 2020, a lot of people felt isolation. I know my kids did. You know, I did. And that is something that I think I'm going to take with me forever. I want to build my community of people that I love, and I want to be able to stay connected with them no matter what. So that means I see you in person. Yes, I think that's important. Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe it's a chat on Facebook, maybe it's a Zoom call, maybe it's an email, whatever it is. But I want you, the people that are like-minded and they love the same things I do, I want to grow with you and learn with you and stay connected. That's it. And so that's really what this is all about.
I love all of that. I also just love being able to ask vendor questions.
Yes. All of that to say, we have lots of awesome things coming. This is actually going to be our last podcast for the season one. Woo! So season one will be done after this, and we will come back to you with season two following Chattanooga. We're doing that, trying to be strategic, and we want to make sure that we can put all of our effort, all of our planning and brain power and energy into making sure that everything Embroidery Market and EEM Connect are what you need and what you want and the best it can be. And so we're going to pause Sellers and Makers podcast. That was always the plan. So don't think that we're like backing into a corner, whatever. No, for right now, the plan is to do 10, maybe 12 episode seasons, but probably 10 episode seasons between every show that we have. And we do have another show coming for Everything Embroidery Market in the fall. If you followed us this far, so we're going to do this after I announce the next location for Everything Embroidery Market. I need you to subscribe to the Sellers and Makers podcast. And then I need you to go on to the Facebook page to EEM shows. It also says embroidery sublimation and vinyl trade shows. If you go on there and comment, what should they comment?
See you at the beach.
Okay, so I need you to go to our Facebook page, the EEM Shows Facebook page, and comment, I heard the podcast, see you at the beach. And anyone who does that will be entered to win a $150 gift card from Love That Cotton and free general admission to Everything Embroidery Market. I'll even give you your choice from in Chattanooga or where the fall show event will be. I need a drum roll. Okay, so the fall show will be in Myrtle Beach. Woohoo! Okay. So we already have some awesome vendors lined up for there, but we are not opening registration just yet. We will let you know, but we will get that information out as soon as we can. We have to firm up a couple more details for classes, but it's going to be in Myrtle Beach. We're really excited about that one too. So we'll get those dates and classes and everything announced to you soon. But don't forget, go to EEM shows, comment, I heard the podcast. See you at the beach. And we'll see you in Chattanooga and Myrtle Beach, hopefully.
Yes, definitely. You'll see us there. We'll be there.
Yes, we will. Do we want to do another funny question?
Yeah. So, because I just really like this question. It's not like, I mean, I've mentioned it to you before. I just really like the question. If you could only have one condiment for the rest of your life, what would it be? Ranch.
Ranch.
I like it.
I'm a ranch girl. Although I'm turning into a sriracha girl.
Have you had sriracha ranch?
I have never had sriracha. Sriracha ranch?
Yeah. Mix it together.
I've never had that. I did have sriracha tonight and I did not have ranch. And that's the thing. I'm trying not to do the dairy. So I can't have the ranch, but I can still taste it. Well, I can't taste it, but I remember the taste and I wish that I could taste it.
Now, my question is, are you like a Hidden Valley or homemade or like homemade with the packet?
So my kids like the Hidden Valley. Have you had Ken's?
You know, I feel like I have, but it's been a while.
So I think I prefer that if I'm like buying one from HEB. But my very like absolute favorite is from my husband's restaurant, like in the movie theater. So if you don't know, him and his dad are owners for movie entertainment centers, and they have, it's like movies and bar and bowling and restaurant and arcade and all kinds of fun things. So they have a full restaurant and their ranch is just really good. And it's very addicting. And I like to eat the sweet potato fries in the ranch and my mouth is watering. Sounds good. I want some sweet potato fries in the ranch. So good.
Sounds delicious.
So good.
I'm really hungry.
Yes, I had chicken and cabbage for dinner. So.
I had pork chops and cauliflower. I mean, it's the same thing.
I feel like that's very similar, Hope.
It is. Although, I mean, the cauliflower I made into a soup, which was pretty bomb diggity, but still, ranch sounds better.
My kids, I had to give them the macaroni instead of the cabbage. So
same. Well, they got macaroni and broccoli because cabbage is, or not cabbage, but cauliflower is no bueno to them. So. Although Jackson, my littlest one, will eat just about anything if he has ranch to dip it in.
Yeah, I mean, ranch is pretty awesome. Is that your favorite too? Would you go?
No, mine would be mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Okay, so something that's like a trend for me. Trend? I don't know. I feel like that's a hot word. What's trending on my personal food feed is mixing. Okay. So broccoli. Mm-hmm. Kylie likes broccoli by itself, but she's my only kid that will just eat broccoli with like salt and pepper. I love broccoli. Jacob likes broccoli. But if you mix broccoli, like steamed broccoli, with mayonnaise and mustard and dill relish, salt and pepper and garlic powder and garlic salt a little bit. It's so good.
How'd you come up with this? Was this just like, I'm throwing this together, or did someone tell you to do this?
Well, So I have a problem. In like most of my life, I'm a complete rule follower. Like now, maybe not when I was a kid. So don't have no side eyes. Okay.
But okay.
Now I am a rule follower, but where I am not a rule follower is when it comes to recipes. So like, I love to cook. I just don't have time, I feel like, to cook. But when I do have time to cook, I like to like read recipes and then I tweak them. And I just will like, I don't know, like I take my time and then I'll like add something and then I'll taste it and then I'll add something more and then I'll taste it. And
okay. So this is your own creation?
I mean, there was a recipe that had like mayonnaise
and Parmesan.
No, there was, that would be good, but no, I did not have that.
You could do that on chicken too.
I can't remember what the original recipe is, but I can tell you what I do is not the original recipe. It's a variation of it, but it's very delicious. Like Kylie will eat it up. Jacob loves it. The other ones don't love it. I can't say they do, but they like it better than just plain broccoli. But I also like...
I have to try it.
Okay. But when you make tuna, do you make tuna?
No.
Okay. So if you were to do like tuna salad...
Yeah. Tuna salad's all that.
Yeah. All those
things. All of those things. Yeah.
All those things. It's so good. No, you don't. You're not convinced.
I'm not convinced, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't try it.
Okay. So...
But the reason why the condiment I choose is mayonnaise is because you can make so many things from mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. If you choose something like ketchup or mustard or even ranch, I have to say it, you can't make all the things from it. So,
yeah.
I also just like mayonnaise.
Oh, and like, so have you had, okay, we're going to get on way tangents. We may just exit, like, we're not going to talk anything. Like, exit all of the embroidery talk. Okay, just, we're going to talk about hair and condiments. Okay. It'd be fun. No, so have you ever been to, like, Cane's?
Yes. Yeah, the chicken place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, chicken love.
Where do you think?
I know. Okay, hope's from where? I mean, your family, not...
Yeah. Oh, am I supposed to say that?
She didn't catch what I was going out.
Yeah. Sorry.
Hope's family is from Louisiana. I don't know why I just said Hope. Now I forgot what I was saying. Oh, Cane's.
Yeah, this looks good.
It's good. Like their secret, whatever. And one day I was like, I'm going to make fried chicken tenders or whatever. So I like make up my chicken tenders and Jacob's like, oh, I wish we had Cane sauce. I made him some.
Mm-hmm.
I used the mayonnaise.
Oh yeah. All the good sauces start with the mayonnaise.
I used the mayonnaise. It had the ketchup.
Yep.
And I feel like I can't even remember.
Exactly. Probably like some Worcestershire maybe.
It did. It had some of that for sure.
Garlic powder.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really delicious.
Oh, yeah. So. I love mayonnaise and ketchup mixed together for my fries.
That's good. And, okay, so now we're talking about mixing ketchup with things. I have, like, this is, I don't know. This is going to be just a fun podcast. I like the entertainment part, so.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we had so she was my preschool teacher turned nanny. So she like took care of us. My parents stole her away from the preschool and she took care of me and my sister full time. And her name was Shelly. And she was like, I remember her being like, I love pepper, but no one puts pepper on fries. So she would like, I remember she would like take us to Wendy's. Because Wendy's had like the pump action ketchup. Yeah, you could like fill your little paper cup
mm-hmm.
with the ketchup. And she would sit there and just
put pepper in the ketchup. I love doing that.
Like all over the top. And we would like, so good.
I like putting pepper in ketchup, especially, well, for specifically for French fries from a fast food establishment. So I always do that.
I've never seen anyone do that besides her. And like me sometimes. And then I'm like nostalgic and I'm like, oh, my Shelly. Yep.
Yeah. I like ketchup. I like ketchup too. I really like, I don't have anything against any condiments. I know there's some people that really don't like them or are against mayonnaise.
I don't like sweet relish.
I love sweet relish. I love sweet. I love sweet pickles.
Oh, I don't like sweet pickles. I love dill pickles.
I love dill pickles too. I like any type of pickle you give me. Let's be real.
You like sweet pickles? What do you like just by themselves? I don't know what you eat them with.
You eat them by themselves. I like them on, I like it.
Put them on a hamburger?
No, I usually do dill pickles on that. But if I make a chili dog, I like sweet relish over regular, but I don't really care. I don't discriminate. But Mitchell, my husband, will only eat dill relish because we had hot dogs or something that relish called for at my mom's house, my mom and dad's. And he's like, where's the dill relish? We're like, dill relish? Oh, we got a sweet relish. Why do you need dill relish? Apparently a lot of people like dill relish. We didn't realize this. I just chopped up some pickles for him.
Okay, so you're laughing, but like I've done that because my kids like the tuna salad. I'm like, oh, we're out of it.
Yeah, well, it
not
works.
Anymore.
It works.
You took care of the problem.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, you took care of it. You were good.
I did.
Oh, man. Okay, so join us at Everything Embroidery Market.
Speaking of pickles, where they may have them at the concession stand.
Maybe not.
Maybe we can request them.
How about this? You want a pickle? Send us an email. And then if we have enough, we'll make sure there's pickles. No. Okay. So if you want the pickles, I'm going to need advanced notice so that we can make sure that we have them and hope is in good supply.
I am more than happy to hand out pickles.
Maybe we should give those to the giveaway fairy.
Ooh. One of those giant like Sam's. Like Kyrie just has tongs.
We may need an outtake for this one.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. So thank you so much for joining us for season one of Sellers and Makers podcast. We've had a super wonderful time, such a blast. Hope and I have gotten to deepen our friendship even more. I didn't know that was possible, but I think we'll continue to do so.
Yes.
And we have gotten to know some really awesome vendors. So thank you so much for supporting us. If you've enjoyed this and you want to make sure that you catch the next season of Sellers and Makers podcast, please make sure that you subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast and join us at Everything Embroidery Market. You can sign up at eemshows.com. And while you're there, go ahead and check out EM Connect. We'd love to have you, and we are so excited for what's to come.